In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Jesus never shall be. I'd like to propose to you a not too difficult to imagine scenario. Imagine an emergency arises. Unfortunately, it's probably all not too hard to imagine, but an emergency arises and you need to get to the hospital as soon as possible. Now imagine getting to the hospital and being turned away, or them saying, not today, we're closed, come back tomorrow. So you go down to the street to the next emergency room, we're closed today, come back another day. This would be a terrifying experience to have to go through, in desperate need of medical attention, but the emergency rooms and the hospitals are closed for some reason, and care and healing would only be available on some other day. This seems strange and maybe a bit unnerving, but this is exactly what the synagogue ruler in today's gospel suggests to Jesus and to his people. Christ comes face to face with someone who had been ailing from a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. She was bent over, literally bent in two, and she couldn't straighten herself up. For 18 years, she had been forced to stare at her own feet, to stare at the ground, unable to look up and look someone else in the eyes. Jesus sees this woman suffering, and because he is the God of love, he heals her and tells her, "Woman, you are freed from your infirmity." And she was able to stand upright again. And after she stood, she immediately praised God. But this took place on the Sabbath, which made the leader of the synagogue that day proclaimed, "Not today. You have 6 days in the week to work. Those are the days you should come to be healed. Not on the Sabbath day. Healing's closed today." Yet Jesus tells the leader and the people around that even on this sacred day, you still take your beasts, your donkeys, you unbind them, you literally untie that which constricts them, and you lead them to water. How could we possibly deny healing to this woman? How could we possibly neglect and close ourselves from untying her from her ailment, even on this Sabbath day? Jesus, in today's gospel, isn't merely trying to prove a point in saying, hey, you guys take these rules way too seriously or way too literally. That may be part of the teaching, but that's not its entirety. The crux of the teaching today is that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the Sabbath day. Jesus clarifies just what the Sabbath is. That is, the hospital of the great and holy physician himself is never closed. His mercy, his house, and his healing is always open to those who seek him. So too with many of us, our very souls are bent down. Our hearts and our souls, instead of being upright and looking to Christ, are instead bent down and inclined to earthly things. This is especially true for many of us this time of year, when we're bound by earthly things. What gifts and gadgets and toys are we going to buy? We're bent down looking at the growing debt of our credit card and the price tags of the items on the shelves, when we need to be made upright so that we can properly gaze at the star in the east. And it's not that we choose to look at these earthly things or that we merely choose to be bent down looking at these things. It's even perhaps more severe than that. All too often we are, to use the same imagery from today's gospel account, we are literally bound, tied, constrained by these things. Perhaps you and I are enslaved by some of these things. The good news is that there is no bound, no ends, no limitations to the healing power of our church. Our faith exists to make us free from the things that enslave us. In just over a couple of weeks, we will celebrate the welcoming of the Christ child into our world and into our lives. Christ has come to free all of his followers from the things that enslave the rest of the world. No matter what ailment we have, no matter what binds or constricts us, no matter how long we've been unable to stand upright and look to that which is righteous and true, Christ is always reaching out to us to tell us, you are freed from your infirmity, and raise us up again. To him be all glory, honor, and worship. Amen.